Sports News Now with Darren Frell.
Good morning, Mary. Well, the Irish men's cricket team are looking to finish their Afghanistan series on a high. They lost the first two matches and so the series, but they've started really well in this third game. They won the toss, elected to bowl. The Afghans 54 for 3 after 7 overs. The Irish took 2 wickets in 3 balls, so they've started really well here. Play began at 7 a.m. Bit of a delay there. Issues on the motorway. Both teams delayed getting to the venue. And qualification for the 2023 World Cup is through a league format this time around. So this isn't completely a dead rubber. There's valuable points on offer here this morning. Tottenham beat Championship strugglers Wickham 4-1 to reach the FA Cup fifth round. Wickham took the lead. Gareth Bale equalised. But then late goals by Winks and 2 from the inform in Ndombele sealed the victory. Those 3 goals came in the last 5 minutes, so the win not as comfortable as it would seem. Here's the manager, Jose Mourinho.
Of course, dominating, of course, having the chances. Of course, the feeling of we are closer to win than to lose. But game open until minute 85, so was not a Wickham that killed a giant, but was a Wickham that gave a big, big fight.
Spurs away to Everton in the next round. Thomas Tuchel expected to be named as the new Chelsea manager before their next game against Wolves tomorrow. Now the club hope that he'll be able to attend the game. Stuart Lancaster of the Leinster coaching team feels Tadhg Furlong is likely to start in their side's Guinness Pro 14 game against Scarlets this weekend. The prop has been sidelined for almost 12 months. Furlong has been named in the Irish squad for the upcoming Six Nations. Lancaster also confirmed that Johnny Sexton's muscle injury is not as bad as first thought. The Irish skipper suffered the knock against Munster last weekend.
Yeah, I think so. I think pretty optimistic, really. I think it was a minor thing, really, and yeah, I've not seen him, to be honest, but certainly speaking to him after the game, he was pretty optimistic, and I think all the news since then has been pretty optimistic too.
Paul Murphy's been announced as the Kerry football captain for 2021. Eddie Brennan has spoken for the first time about his departure as manager of the Laois Hurlers. Speaking on 2FM's Game On last night, Brennan denied there was any fallout over some critical remarks about the Laois County Board, which were made public on a GAA podcast. He said the reason for moving on came down to the financing of the team.
No, they didn't, because standalone thing, it happened and we moved on from that. The game changer really centred around going forward, you know, for the Laois of this world to make the step up. You need to be, you know, resourced. And again, you're looking at when you're going forward into from year 1, 2 and 3, obviously the level of support has to increase a little bit, you know, and there was a huge reduction in resources that was available to us. And that was the simple reason. And we had a vision of where we saw it going, and it was just at odds with it wasn't shared by the county board. And obviously, look, a lot of county boards are struggling in the absence of club matches, which is their main source of income. So, look, it is what it is and you move on. But, look, such is life. You learn from something and you move on.
Yep, such is life indeed. Finally, a little bit of breaking news. It's just been confirmed that today's horse racing at Down Royal has been cancelled. Parts of the track, they're frozen, so unfit for action. Back to you, Audrey.